With SDPB News, I'm John Nguyen. South Dakota health officials say a number of people who attended the 10-day Sturgis motorcycle rally this month, including some who came from out of state, have contracted COVID-19. State Department of Health officials did not give an exact number of rally-goers who tested positive, but they say it was under 25. State epidemiologist Josh Clayton says the health department has received reports from other states that people who traveled from the rally have tested positive. Contact tracers have been able to work with most people to determine who they were around and may have infected, but the health department has issued public warnings for 2 bars in the region. Health officials say they were not able to track all the people who may have been exposed to the coronavirus. The rally, which ended last Sunday, brought hundreds of thousands of people to Sturgis. Before it kicked off, some locals and officials worried that it could cause an outbreak that could follow rally-goers after they went home. State health officials say there are less than 40 positive COVID-19 cases at K-12 schools. The number includes students, teachers, and staff members. 19 school districts in South Dakota report at least 1 case. State epidemiologist Josh Clayton says identifying close contacts will still apply for students if a positive case emerges.
Now, there are other considerations around the level of mixing that we have in some of the younger elementary age students, social interaction that people may have in older grades. You know, there are definitely a lot of moving components when it comes to conducting a case investigation and identifying those individuals who are close contact.
Clayton says an individual is considered a close contact if they are within 6 feet of a positive COVID-19 case for more than 15 minutes. He says the health department will leave COVID-19 notifications up to the individual school district. The leader of a July 3rd protest before President Donald Trump's visit to Mount Rushmore is facing added charges that bring his potential prison sentence to 17 years. Pennington County prosecutors have added a felony and misdemeanor charge to their case against Nick Tilson, who helped lead a demonstration that blocked a road leading to Mount Rushmore. He had already been charged with 2 felonies and 3 misdemeanors. Tilson is charged with assault and robbery for allegedly attacking a law enforcement officer and stealing a shield. The new charges stem from his alleged assault of a Pennington County Sheriff's Office detective. The South Dakota Supreme Court has upheld the rape conviction of Cole Taylor. The prison inmate argued in April that the judge at his trial should not have allowed the jury to hear testimony from Taylor's prior sexual assault victims. But the high court says prior bad acts evidence is admissible if it's relevant and not unduly prejudicial. Victoria Wicks has more for SDPB.
Cole Taylor was tried in April 2019 in Fourth Circuit Court for raping a woman in Deadwood. In his defense, Taylor said the victim consented. Trial Judge Michelle Comer allowed testimony from 2 more women who said Taylor raped them, one in 2013 and the other in 2014. Also admitted was DNA evidence indicating Taylor had sex with both women. Charges in one case did not go to trial, and a jury found Taylor not guilty in the other. Because he had been acquitted, Taylor contends he was subjected to double jeopardy when the 2019 Lawrence County jury heard details of the earlier allegations. At oral arguments in April, Assistant Attorney General Chelsea Wenzel tells justices that the prior bad acts evidence served to counter Taylor's defense.
Consent was a material issue. Defendant was claiming consent. So he opened the door in that way to one of the relevant issues.
Wenzel says the trial judge gave the jury instructions on the limited purpose of the evidence.
The court also instructed the jury that to consider this evidence, they had to find by preponderance of the evidence standard that the acts occurred and defendant was the actor.
In its opinion, the state Supreme Court says precedent has established that evidence can come into play even after an acquittal if it's considered under a lower standard of proof, in this case, preponderance of the evidence, rather than beyond a reasonable doubt. The Supreme Court found it is relevant and permissible to bring in testimony from past victims who say that they, like the present victim, did not consent, especially when their allegations are backed by DNA evidence. Justices also rejected Taylor's argument that his 50-year sentence, with 20 years suspended, was too harsh. Taylor, now 29, comes up for parole in September 2040. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.
The owner of the only active large-scale gold mine in the state has to post millions more in bond money. SDPB's Seth Tupper explains why.
The Wharf Mine is near Lead in the northern Black Hills. Coeur Mining is the Chicago-based company that runs the mine. South Dakota requires Coeur to post bonds. That's in case the company ever goes bankrupt. If that happens, the state could use the bond money to clean up the mine. The amount of the bonds is $64 million, but the State Department of Environment and Natural Resources says they've reviewed the amount and it's too low. The department wants to avoid a repeat of the Brome Mining bankruptcy 20 years ago. That left the feds and the state responsible to clean up the Gilt Edge mine, which is also near Lead. More than $100 million has been spent on that cleanup, and it's still not finished. The department's Eric Holmes says that was a hard lesson.
That was many years ago. We learned a lot in that process. Yes, the bond was severely undercalculated.
So the department wants a bigger bond at the Wharf mine. The State Board of Minerals and Environment agrees. The board is raising Coeur Mining's bond requirement by $31 million to a new total of $95 million. The company's deadline to post the additional bonds is December. Coeur mined 84,000 ounces of gold from the Wharf mine last year. That's worth more than $160 million at the current gold price of nearly $2,000 an ounce. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends. Together we can make a more civically engaged South Dakota. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.